prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Well, it's Tuesday, and that can mean only one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
We're off to a slightly late start, but we're here. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Just back from Florida.
And kudos to you. Congratulations to you and Jen. You got engaged.
Yes, I did. You know, I said that I would never get married again, but this woman has certainly earned it. She is fantastic, not just to me, but to Nicholas Maximus, too.
This is awesome. Really, really, yeah. Congratulations. I saw The Rock, too, boy. Oh, man. You're setting the bar. You're setting the bar pretty high for the rest of us, brother.
It looks bigger than it is.
Okay. And you had a good time in Florida?
Oh, my God. It was 80, 85. You know, we were right there on the beach, and I get back here to New England, and it's freezing, and there's snow on the ground.
No, I get back here to New England, and it's New England. All those things. Anyway, a couple of announcements before we get started. And this is going to be an interesting show today because we have no script for today's show, and we'll tell that story, too.
Yeah, we have, I'll just put it this way. You asked for it, and we listened. Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is now on sale at the deepest discount ever, 21% off. That's an order of magnitude more than, I think, even the 15% we did. Just head on over to Synthogen.com and use code SHR21. If you have ever wondered what drug-like recovery is, now is the time. Now, that's no exaggeration. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. X2 will recover you as fast or faster than most steroids. Now, I had my share of doubters last time. They are almost to a person now. Repeat buyers.
So spell Synthogen for people who just are in the dark about how to spell it. They may not be able to get to the website otherwise.
I'm sorry?
Spell Synthogen, because the website is Synthogen.com, and some people may misspell it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. SYNTHAG, as in George, EN, Synthogen.com.
There you go. So Rob calls me this morning. He goes, something went wrong when I saved the Blueprint Power Hour. He usually writes the questions, types the questions up, and sends them to me. And also sends me the topic that he's going to do the blueprint tip of the day. And he's like, I don't know what happened. I have the document, but none of the questions are in it. So I'm like, well, what are we going to do? Rob goes, what if we just wing it today? What if we just talk about whatever we want to talk about? And I actually think that's a really interesting idea, because coming into the show not having questions to answer allows us to be more free with our banter and maybe explore things that we normally wouldn't explore.
I've been told our best shows are just freewheeling it. So
when we just banter.
Yeah.
So, but you do have some interesting topics that you sent to me that we could cover. And the first one is tomatodyne, however you want to pronounce it. This was really intriguing. This was a question from last week.
Yeah, I call it tomatodyne. But long story short, it is a new non-hormonal anabolic found in green tomatoes. That we touched on last week. The only product that has it is something called Titan, although there's a problem with the dosing. Now, in the study that I was reading that showed anabolic and fat-burning effects, you know, no toxicity, etc., the human equivalent dosing was 500 milligrams a day. Titan, unfortunately, only has 50 milligrams per capsule. So at the recommended two a day, you're only getting 100 milligrams, or what, one-fifth the dose. When I brought this to the company's attention, they said that complexing it with Shilajit, which is the Indian cousin of Russian Mumio. And they have a solid 200 milligrams per cap in there of that. They claim that it drastically increases bioavailability. Now, Shilajit is an excellent supplement in its own right, and they've got the correct dosing. It just remains to be seen, though, if this better bioavailability theory pans out. So I actually caught this only after ordering it, which was a mistake I won't make again. I have been using it for around a week and a half. Nothing unusual to report yet. Supposedly, the compound, even before you get it into Shilajit, supposedly it's five times more bioavailable than ursolic acid. The only problem with that is ursolic acid has a god-awful bioavailability, you know, so it could be that five times zero equals zero still. On the other hand, Shilajit does contain fulvic acids, which have been shown to improve things quite a bit. I honestly don't know. It's to my mind, if I were to do it again, it's too much of a maybe at the moment, especially given it costs around $70 for a month's supply. Now, before we got on air, I jumped on over to, I think it was Anabolic Minds, and I have yet to see feedback from more people, which is kind of curious, because that was 2 weeks ago that I chimed in on that thread. So, needless to say, it's still a maybe. I am hopeful. Don't get me wrong. Who wouldn't want a good, you know, natural, non-hormonal anabolic? But I've heard it before, too.
You know, part of the problem with all of these supplements is they probably work, but people don't give them enough time to actually see them work. You know, I remember betaine, right? THG, what was that called? Trimethylglycine, the betaine studies that came out.
Yep.
You know, a lot of these studies were done over the course of 6, 12, you know, 26 weeks, and they see these interesting improvements in body composition. But most people take them for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and they're like, wow, I don't notice anything. Well, no, you're not going to notice anything. A lot of these supplements you have to take religiously day in and day out. Don't you think that that's part of the problem, expectations?
100%. You know, and there are a lot of products that fall into that category. TMG, certainly phosphatidic acid, things like beta-alanine. People give up on it, right, within a couple of weeks of starting it because they can't see anything yet. When, in fact, the literature suggests that even at the six-month mark, people taking beta-alanine, those carnosine levels were still rising in muscle. So, yes, absolutely, give it some time. These are not anabolics. You're not going to see pounds on the scale in short order, but do give them a fair shake.
Well, okay, so, but even anabolics don't work overnight. You know, look at professional bodybuilders for a second. Most of the ones that everybody worships in the magazines, most of the ones that go on to compete in the Olympia and the Arnold, and that are those high level of athletes, they've been training for better than 10 years, and they've been taking real anabolics for better than 10 years. So when you look at them, you see a guy who's 285 pounds and ripped to shreds, and you immediately assume that anybody who does the drugs that that person does will achieve that. And it's, you're right, but there are certain variables that have to be taken into consideration. A, you're going to have to train for 10 years. B, you're going to have to eat like him for 10 years. And C, you're going to have to use those drugs for 10 years. And this is the problem. The problem is too many of us look at an athlete that has been training for 10 years but just got into the magazines recently. And we go, wow, we never even heard of this guy last month. Now look at him. I want to look like that. And what you don't see is all the work that this athlete has been doing for 10 flipping years. Yeah. Supplementing every day for 10 years. Eating the same damn foods for 10 years. Doing the same damn things for 10 years. 10 years is a long friggin' time. Most people, if they don't see some kind of marked change in their physique in 3 weeks, they're ready to abandon their program. They're posting on Facebook, hey, what do you switch to when your body is already adapted to the, you haven't adapted to anything in 3 weeks. You could milk a program for 2 years before you really adapt to it. And this is why I say, abandon the idea of seeing your body changing and embrace the reality of seeing your strength changing. Because your strength will change week to week. You can watch that. You can be all short-term horny about it. Oh, you know, my body's not changing, but I'm getting stronger. Just focus on that. And guess what? In 10 years, in 5 years, in 3 years, whatever it takes for you, you're going to notice your body changed also.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, what you're saying, you could shoot somebody with DECA, right? And in 2 or 3 weeks, they're not going to see much.
Nothing. You won't see nothing.
At 12 or 16 weeks, yeah, they're going to be pretty happy.
And that's why people were so insanely crazy to use methyl-1 test. As harmful as it was to the liver, as harmful, God knows what else it was harmful to. We don't even know, right? Because we were all guinea pigs. But you saw that pound, you saw the scale change every day. You saw your muscle bellies get fuller every day. You were like, oh, man. And that's why people were willing to take the risk of harming their bodies to see that change. Now, obviously, there was an end point. You didn't put on a pound a day forever. Once you reach a certain point, you stopped growing. And usually your blood pressure was higher than your body weight at that point in time. But that's why people loved it, right? Insane pumps and a pound a day that you could see.
Yeah, but they also lost all of it as soon as they came off.
Yeah, it was shocking. Very, very shocking. So, you know, temper, all of these supplements we talk about that the research shows that they work, don't misinterpret that they work by thinking that they're going to work so fast that you're going to be happy with them. Most of these supplements will not produce the types of results that you're going to look for. You have to be patient. That's all. Have you seen Adele Moose's recent post on glycine? Because the other thing you wanted to talk about, we're going to take a break. The other thing you wanted to talk about was gelatin, right?
Yeah.
Did you see his post about glycine?
I haven't, but if it was positive, I it wouldn't surprise me.
Yes.
I've been championing that for a year and a half.
Grow more muscle and preserve more muscle.
Wow.
With glycine. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up and we're going to talk about that. Stay tuned.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, gelatin was originally thought to be an incomplete protein, a poor protein choice. But interestingly enough, Dr. Scott Connolly chose gelatin protein, basically, right? Collagen protein, if you want to call it, for the primary protein in the original Metrix formula that was used in hospitals to be given to burn victims to help them regrow burnt skin. Interesting. Now gelatin comes back around and is popular again. Isn't that something?
Yeah, you know, it's, I want to say I had heard this somewhere before, but just recently I came across a study just showing what you just spoke to, which is, you know, after consuming gelatin, your muscles get bigger and stronger. So what happens is, after you consume some gelatin, the dipeptide hydroxypropylglycine, I know it's a mouthful, but it shows up in your blood, and it appears to have an anabolic effect, right? It stimulates the formation of muscle fibers, makes them bigger and stronger. The takeaway, then, I guess, would be that adding a packet of Nox gelatin to your protein drinks, and in particular your post-workout Thrive, is an inexpensive way to boost muscle building. Now, I will also, I guess, go on record saying you shouldn't look for anything dramatic here.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to start saying that every time we talk about something, right?
But let's think about this, right? We just also spoke to tomatidine and glycine. All of these things may have a small effect, but now consider the fact that if you're doing half a dozen of them consistently over time, that adds up.
Yeah.
I mean, it really
cumulative.
Does.
Yeah.
You know, so, again, don't be looking for Dianabol-type gains. Do be looking over the longer term for more muscle and less fat.
Yeah, and glycine is the magic in gelatin.
I just looked at his study there. Now,
the one on Adele's blog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, more muscle grown and less muscle loss during catabolic events when you use glycine. And there's glycine in Thrive, but we use it as part of the sweetener complex, ironically.
I was going to say, not only is it dirt cheap, but it has a very sweet taste to it, unlike most amino acids. And this headline is rather riveting. Glycine boosts protein synthesis 80%.
So,
reduces protein breakdown 30%.
Let's talk a little bit more about glycine and some things that people may not know. So let's say you're somebody who suffers from social anxiety and you have to get up in front of a room and speak. And you're not like nervous where you need a Xanax, but you're a little anxious. You take about 3 grams of glycine and you put it in between your cheek and your gum, let it dissolve and swallow it slowly, and immediately feel the calm effect from it. Okay? Number two, if you've had poor sleep and you need to be on top of your game, 3 grams of glycine the following morning after a night of... This is not wives' tales. There's research that shows this. 3 grams of glycine the morning after a bad night's sleep mitigates the feelings of lethargy and brain fog that are associated with a bad night's sleep.
Yeah.
There's one other glycine, an interesting fact about glycine.
It builds creatine stores.
Yes. It helps to shuttle and improve. It does the opposite of what caffeine does, by the way. Caffeine blunts creatine uptake. Glycine improves creatine uptake.
It's also a growth hormone precursor, or whatever you want to call it.
Secretagogue, right.
Okay. Now, the actual amount that you need for that, and I think we should speak to dosage, right? Because the next logical question for people is probably how much. It depends on what effect you're going for. Like you said, 3 grams between your cheek and gum, perhaps to calm you down. I know the GH-releasing studies, I've seen anywhere between 10 and 30 grams. However, this is an important cautionary note from somebody who learned the hard way. Go slow, because if you start dumping 10 or more grams into your gut, it's coming out the other end.
Yeah, real fast. It's called osmotic diarrhea, because glycine attracts fluid.
Yeah.
Guess what else? I just realized what the other one was.
What's that?
If you frequently wake up in the middle of the night, not saying that glycine will cure it, but glycine is one of the things you should try. A very, very small dose. Start out with 1 gram. Very, very small dose. Build your way up 2, 3. Because remember, glycine is a glucogenic amino acid. It can convert to glucose through gluconeogenesis. So you don't want to go too heavy on it because you'll actually increase blood sugar levels. But a small amount of glycine, 1 gram, start out with 1 gram and try 2 grams, no more than 3 grams. Before bed, improve sleep. There's research out there that shows it.
Yeah, I often, 2 years ago, I just went and checked the back issues. Lead story, the best amino acid you're not using. And it was glycine for a lot of these reasons. But, man, the science just keeps piling up on it. You know, protein synthesis boosts it 80%. Reduces breakdown 30%. That's huge. Huge. So... long story short, get your glycine, especially if you can't tolerate GABA. Some people don't like the paresthesia. Glycine is a great alternative.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And these are amino acids, folks. People just don't even care about amino acids anymore, right? They want stronger stuff.
Yeah.
And there's answers right there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to look at the video of my leg workout yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you're insane, man. 5 exercises back to back.
Well, no, it's three exercises, five giant sets back to back.
Okay.
So I did leg press, leg extensions, leg curls, and then walked for a couple minutes, then got back and did leg press, leg extensions, leg curls. I kept the weight the same. I kept the rep scheme relatively low on the leg presses because that was my heavy movement. And then the leg extensions and leg curls, I used moderate, like in leg extensions, I think I only used 120 pounds, which isn't a lot of weight, but after leg pressing, my quads were already fatigued. And the leg curls, I was able to go heavier. I think I was two or three plates from the total stack with those. But I do five sets of those. And then, so they're giant sets. And then I went and I did abductor-adductor work to kind of recover. And then from there, I went to the power squat machine and did four plates, five plates, and six plates. I did three sets. And I stayed down at the bottom for those. So I don't come completely straight up. In fact, for people who have experimented with this, you know that if you do the bottom half of the squat movement, you don't really let your glutes and your hamstrings relax, and they get fatigued very, very quickly. And I just did like six or seven reps, but I stayed down at the bottom. And then the last ones I push out, and then I just wear the weight for a while, and then I get out from under it. But that was my leg routine yesterday, and my friggin' legs are killing me today. So I know it worked.
Good, man. It looked good.
Yeah.
It looked good.
You know, I love doing – I just realized I don't ever just do one set of – one movement anymore. I always do supersets or giant sets because I feel that they are beneficial for us older guys when we're looking for cardiovascular health, because it's kind of like – high intensity interval training with weights. It's like sprinting.
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, to be able to do that in the weight room, deliver the goods, it's like any other type of warfare. You get in, you take care of business, and you get out. You know, if you're truly working hard, you can't work long.
No. And I am working hard. My conditioning has finally started to come back. Now I just have to get my waistline under control. That's the next thing, but I'm not looking at that right this second. I'm still growing more muscle and improving conditioning right now.
Can we talk about back training for a bit?
Yeah, please. Let's do it.
All right. So when I got back from Florida, I posted a picture of me, my back per se, looking out over the ocean. Sheldon Kessel was kind enough to say something to the effect of, no doubt, the guy deadlifts. The great irony is that I haven't deadlifted in years. And when I say years, I'm talking maybe 10 years, you know, if you can believe that. Now, I have been religious about heavy chins, one-arm rows, and bridging. So let's think about this just for a second. What do those three exercises give you? One, horizontal rows for thickness. I've always said for thickness. One vertical pull or vertical row for width, and bridging, which is the best overall back developer and healer, I might add, that there is. So it begs this question. Is it a legitimate alternative to deadlifts? I would tell you this. If you're injury-free and it suits you, God bless you, man. Go ahead and deadlift. I would look into the trap bar deadlift as a variation, especially if you have a weaker back. But the hip belt squat, likewise, I would use that to train your legs so your back is fresh when you get into deadlifting. Now, if you're not competing and you're older like me and you've had some back issues, I would tell you the risk-to-reward ratio of deadlifting, for me, I've determined, isn't worth it, especially when these other exercises can give you so much, and again, especially health of your back. In bridging, you're bending backwards. That's something that you do not do anywhere in life, right, outside of bridging. You're always stooped over a desk, at, you know, in front of your computer. You're leaning over to pick things up. I can't remember the last time I wanted to go or needed to go to the chiropractor.
Yeah.
So I will just advance that, especially for people who can't deadlift. Those three exercises have been very, very good to me.
You know, and that's the other thing. People who are they have this purist attitude. Like, if you're not deadlifting, you're missing out. I remember Mike Matarazzo never squatted. He hated squats. He said that squats made your waist big. The guy had sick legs. His legs were huge, but he never squatted. And so all the people out there who say, oh, if you want big legs, you got to squat. That's not true. It's absolutely not true. You can build, look, if you understand that the actual tenets of hypertrophy, which are very, very different than the tenets for building strength, if you understand that in order to get bigger muscles, you must do volume, 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 volume. Volume is king. You can go moderate weight. You can maybe never even get heavy and still have huge muscles. I mean, like pro bodybuilder type stuff, right? And if you understand that, then you can take a leg press and make your legs grow. You just have to lighten up on the weight, and you got to do sets of 30. You know, when you start doing those where the lactate builds up around the 15th rep and your legs are burning and they're pumped painfully. This is where hypertrophy comes from. This is not where necessarily strength comes from. Now, it's not to say that training for hypertrophy won't increase strength. It will. But strength training has a neuro adaptation side to it that hypertrophy training doesn't need to have in order to get bigger muscles.
Right. There's a certain amount of mechanical work that's necessary, especially with the legs. They can handle quite a bit. So
yeah.
I would concur 100%.
Why don't we go ahead and take one last commercial break. We'll come back and we'll do the blueprint tip of the day, and we'll just keep the show short today because I know that you and I both have things to do. We're both swamped today. How's that sound? Does that sound good?
Got it.
Okay, stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this.
Pac. It's funny that this is this song started out that way because I was messaging with Bobby Cooper on Facebook about people taking jokes the wrong way and stuff like that. And so, you know, before we get started with the Blueprint Tip of the Day, since we are kind of freestyling today, this is an off-topic type show. I got to tell you, you know, I think we've talked about on Casual Friday like gym pet peeves, things that people do that just drive you crazy. And I don't know why some of these things drive me crazy. I mean, maybe I'm just an ass. H. I don't know. But so people who get on the leg press machine. So, the, you know, the leg press machine has two stems on each side, right? You load one up with 10 plates. The other one goes up to 6 plates. And people who put like 3 plates on the lower stem and 3 plates on the top stem. I'm like, why? Why are you doing that? So that you can feel like you're actually using the second stem, like you're that strong that you've outgrown the larger long stem at the bottom and you need to. It's like you could have put all 6 plates on the lower stem and still had room to grow into that stem. Why do you do that? It doesn't change the kinesiology of the movement.
No. That's an ego thing.
I mean, really, right? Isn't it? I mean, isn't that what it is? You don't want to admit to yourself that you're not strong enough yet to use the top stem. They should have a sign there. Top stem should only be used when the lower stem is run out of room for plates.
Sure make loading and unloading it easier.
It's so funny, the things that I get like all whacked out about, you know? Anyway. You have any? You want to throw in there?
No, I was just going to detail the tip of the day.
Yes, let's do it.
So the blueprint tip of the day is this, the real cost of HMB. So, you know, we've discussed HMB before. My feelings on it are pretty well known, I think. I'm just not a fan. There are several reasons for that, but to my mind, it boils down to one onerous flaw. They have pitched this stuff from day one as giving you drug-like gains in lean body mass. Right now, when I talk of drug-like effects for Synthogen, I'm very careful not to say you're going to gain lean body mass like these drugs. You will recover as fast, but HMB is going the total other way. That and the cost is even more than it's advertised, which I'll illustrate for you in a bit. First, though, some history. It was circa 1995, I think, that Bill Phillips was red hot. He had helped bring Metrex to the forefront, and in the process revolutionized sports nutrition with a brand new category, right? Meal replacement packet. That's ultimately what Metrics was, a complete meal in a pouch, or, you know, so it was claimed. The truth is that while it was built up to be something bigger than that, the reality was it wasn't. And later on, you don't see them around today anymore, MRPs, because guys have figured out, you know, it's a scoop of quality protein and some carbs. But Phillips had a monster follow-on in creatine, and it was even bigger than Metrics. His word was gold, and believe me, in those days, plenty of people hung on his every word. So one day I picked up an issue with the headline, HMB, feels like DECA. You know, inside were these glowing charts, graphs, research write-ups, and an interview with, I think it's Dr. Steven Nissen out of the University of Iowa. But whoever it was, be that as it may, his name is attached to a lot of the research on HMB to this day. So for whatever reason, way back when, I stayed away from HMB. So I wasn't taken for the astronomical asking price, and it was a lot of money, even for back then. Plenty of people did shell out for it, though, and almost nobody got results, you know, to speak of. Certainly not lean body mass gains like DECA. So Phillips' credibility took a major hit, and in many ways, his magazine never recovered. Feels like DECA is to this day a running joke for all supplements that don't work. Fast forward to what I guess is 2 years ago now, when free HMB was introduced, or reintroduced, as the case may be. The story was that they had worked out the bugs, and now the stuff was the real deal. It was very powerful, we were told. How powerful? Well, the study that was used to sell it claimed that people put on 16 pounds of muscle in 12 weeks. That is similar to what you can expect, right, from a cycle of test in D-ball or, you know, DECA in D-ball. The proof for this outrageous gain was this university study that was done, I want to say, in Tampa. You only had to read the overreaching training program they used, though, to arrive at these gains. Anyone using that training in the real world would have made some solid gains, although 16 pounds in 12 weeks is still a stretch. I recently bought a muscular development magazine, right? I was reading on the plane home. And
don't people give you some strange looks, right, when you're reading muscular development in like a public place?
Yeah, you got grown men in underwear throwing front crabs.
Well, not only that, but these guys are monsters, most of them, and the average person, when they think of a bodybuilder, it's some guy that they know in their neighborhood who competed in a physique competition, and then they see one of these 300-pound, you know, 0% body fat vascular monsters, and they're like, oh my God, oh, that's gross. That's just gross. I remember when I used to travel and I'd be reading muscular development on the plane and people would like glance back over their shoulders to look at the cover. And I'm like, this is funny. This is funny.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing to read on a plane.
Yeah, you may as well just be reading 50 Shades of Grey and being a guy. That was a Freudian slip. I said 50 Shades of Gay. Did you see that? And reading it and being a guy. So there you go.
So I'm flipping through it and right there in the pages was, again, this big puff piece on MuscleTech Clear Muscle, their free HMB. Now, there's a curious note that appears on their website. It says, for best results, use the same training program as found in this university study that I'm talking about. Good luck with that, as I have yet to meet anyone to successfully complete it. But let's say you're determined to do so and you dive right in. You can buy this stuff on sale for, it looks like, around $50. But that's only half the story. A bottle only lasts 14 days, so you'll need 6 to complete the program, right? It was 16 weeks, for a cool $300, and that's before shipping and handling. So the tagline is this: it's effective at stimulating mTOR up to 70%, which isn't bad, until you consider leucine can do so 110% and do it at a fraction of the cost. But hold on to your hats. We're not done yet, because you're going to need more than HMB or leucine, right? You still need, at the very least, all 9 essential aminos after stimulating mTOR and a positive caloric balance to build muscle. MuscleTech realizes this, and they've got you covered. They're going to be happy to sell you lots of their NitroTech protein. So you can figure on another $300 easy tacked onto your bill, at least given the way they're recommending it. So now we're up to $600 and counting. So for over $600, MuscleTech is going to allow you to stimulate mTOR and build new muscle. Or you can spend between $180 and $240 for the same time period worth of Thrive or Synthogen and get even better results.
How about Thrive and Synthogen?
Yeah, I was going to say, come to think of it, you can buy both a lot cheaper versus the HMB road that they're leading you down. You know, my point is this. If you're going to listen to this show, at least exercise some critical thinking skills and hopefully realize, you know, what I'm telling you is the truth. You can go and do the math and see for yourself what they're advocating, and why not patronize the sponsors. It helps keep us bringing you quality information each and every week. And in this case, saving you money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saving you money.
You know, and let's not forget, we just did a show yesterday. It's not up on the website yet because I screwed up sending it to Michael last night. But a study was just done that shows that testosterone may be a better therapy for curing prostate cancer than androgen deprivation therapy.
I read that, and it was like super high dose, right?
Well, they oscillated. It's high dose. They basically were giving 400 milligrams of TestSip once a month. So what ends up happening is you have super physiological levels for the first week, and then you have physiological levels for week two. And three, you start dipping, and by the time the fourth week rolls around, you're back down there where six-year-old girls are as far as testosterone levels go.
Right.
So what happens is the landscape of the androgen receptor biogenesis changes. As testosterone levels go up, androgen receptor proliferation drops. As testosterone goes down, the body produces more androgen receptors. And as a result of that, the cancer is being subjected to a different environment over microcycles. Cancer gets used to the environment. So if most of these men who have prostate cancer have very low testosterone levels. So when you hit them with this high testosterone, the cancer doesn't do well and the cancer cells start to die. But then, if you keep testosterone levels high, the cancer learns to live in that environment. I'm dumbing it down. This is basically what they learned.
Yeah.
So by creating this ultra high, ultra low over the course of a month, they were actually able to reduce the size of tumors. I mean, it's amazing stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And guess where the doctor admitted that he went to learn more about testosterone?
Superhuman.
Bodybuilding forums.
Oh, geez.
Steroidology, and, you know, he's asking bodybuilders about, you know, SIP. You know, I said, why didn't you use prop? I said, you know, you could have used testosterone propionate and you could have oscillated these cells every, you know, like in 1 week. You could have done it four times in a month instead of once in a month.
He didn't.
No, he said, we can't get prop from pharmaceutical companies. And I almost said to him, well, I can hook you up with an underground lab if you want. But then I thought, you know, I'd be crossing a professional line there on the air that I didn't want. I'm like, you kidding me, right? You can't get prop. I mean, I can get prop for $50 a vial. Are you sure? You SH in me or what? But it was funny. He says, we would have used Propyl. We can't get it. I just thought that was funny. I should have gave him the, well, how about some isocaprate? Like all these unique esters that bodybuilders use and have access to, but mainstream physicians don't. It's laughable to me.
Yeah, what do they get? Amphinate and cypionate?
That's it. Yeah. And then, of course, on decoinate, which is like it stays high for 4 weeks and drops for the last 2 weeks. It's every 6 weeks they give you a shot.
Yeah.
I've actually used it. I didn't like it.
I don't know.
I used a test 400 prep that was 50%. It was 200 milligrams of undecoinate. And then the other 200 milligrams was 50 milligrams of ENTH, 50 milligrams of SIP, which I think is nonsense. Quite frankly, I don't think it was real anyway. I mean, one of these underground labs made it. It was probably all SIP, but their formula supposedly was 200 milligrams of undecoinate, 50 milligrams of SIP, 50 milligrams of ENTH, and then the other 100 milligrams was made up of prop and isocapriate.
I had always heard test was test.
Well, I like SIP. I mean, I like test SIP because I can manage my blood levels. I know what a twice a week shot does for me. I know what 500 milligrams does for me. I know what 1,000 milligrams I do. You know, I mean, I've been using it so long that it's predictable. The undecoinate stuff, the release is so much slower. And one of the things I mentioned to the physician yesterday, which, by the way, off the air, he told me that I gave him great ideas for the metabolites they're going to look for in their next study. So when these guys come on my show, I actually contribute to their work.
That's awesome.
He said to me, he says, I've never spoken to a radio show host before that knows as much about the topic as you.
that's the truth.
So, but interestingly enough, you know, the undecoinate probably puts out a lot more estradiol too, because the longer acting the ester. So and enthinate is slightly slower releasing than cypionate, and it produces a little bit more estradiol. Propionate, which is every 2.5 day half life, produces far less estradiol by conversion than enthinate or cypionate. So it stands to reason that undecoinate, which is a super slow ester, I mean, it literally lasts 6 to 8 weeks, that's got to produce the greatest amount of estradiol. And probably guys would need an aromatase inhibitor if they're using undecoinate, I would bet.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, before we go, two things.
Yes.
Just remember, Synthogen.com, and use discount code SHR21 for 21%. A whopping 21% off. And I'm going to be rebroadcasting the Turbo 20 webinar this Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific. So, you know, this has been the most popular and well-received webinar I've ever done. So be sure not to miss it. You can head on over to CoachRobRegish.com and register today. It's going to be dynamite.
And again, what is the Turbo 20 about? What do you teach people?
Turbo 20 is to head... how to add a visible 20 pounds of muscle tissue in 20 days or less.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Does it incorporate a lot of eating? Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, but not as much as you would think.
Okay. All right, listen, Rob. Congratulations again on the engagement, brother.
Thank you.
Much happiness. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. I'm on the air tomorrow, and then... Thursday, I leave for Las Vegas. Anybody who's going to be in Vegas for the Anti-Aging Congress, the A4M Congress, please message me on Facebook or email me at onair@supremeradio.com. We're going to set up a meet and greet at Live On Labs booth. So reach out to me. All right, Rob, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thanks, Joe.
See everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening.